You're listening to the Fear the Wavecast. This is Kelly Camarda. We have a great show for you today with all four of our Tulane basketball all-conference honorees. We've got interviews with Jalen Cook, Sion James, Kevin Cross, and Jalen Forbes. But before we get to those, I want to mention our charity partner of the episode, and that's Samaritan's Feet. You'll hear Sion talk about Samaritan's Feet. He is a student athlete ambassador for this organization. Listen up to Sion's interview to hear more about them and visit their website at samaritansfeet.org. We hope you enjoy the show.
Jalen Cook joins us now to the podcast. Jalen, first off, congratulations. Another first team all conference honor, man. That's two in a row. How did it feel?
Thank you. Feel good. You know, just knowing all the hard work has paid off. Feels great.
Yeah, you know, your numbers were improved in nearly every statistical category this year. What was your focus going into the season that's allowed you to improve your game all around?
Just my main focus really was to, you know, become better, you know, at every aspect of the game, whether it was shooting, scoring, getting my teammates involved, defense in, you know, on both sides of the ball, just get better. And, you know, my main goal really was to win too. So I think we improved in both of those areas.
Absolutely. You know, your assist numbers are way up, and I think that's also a sign of somebody who's more comfortable and making better decisions, you know, yeah, with the ball. Have you developed that trust in your teammates now that you know that if you pass the ball to them, you know, somebody's going to hit a shot?
Oh, yes, sir. I got the utmost confidence in my teammates. You know, I've seen them in the gym putting up shots, and, you know, so I believe in them to make shots for me. So, for sure, I think, you know, I have confidence in my teammates for sure.
Well, one of the things I've been asking all the guys is to tell me about one thing you're grateful for this season.
One thing I'm grateful for is really just maintaining my health and just being able to play, you know, the game I love, really. Grateful I was able to finish top three in the conference. You know, it's a big deal at Tulane. So just happy we were able to have a good, successful season.
Yeah, talk about the coaching staff and you know, what these coaches mean to you. I know Coach Hunter just won his 500th game, and obviously that's a big milestone for him. But just the coaching staff from top to bottom and the support staff, talk about them.
We have a great coaching staff, starting with Coach Hunter. He's a veteran coach. He definitely knows what he's doing. And, you know, without him and the leadership from the other assistants, you know, we wouldn't be able to get his 500 this year. So just, you know, I got the utmost respect for all the coaches, Coach CP, Coach Mock, Coach Ray, Coach KJ, you know, and my guys. So now we have a great coaching staff.
Absolutely. You know, we got a big game coming up. We don't know who we're going to play yet at the time we're recording this, but either one of these teams is a team that beat us last time out. So what are you looking for? And what is your focus going into this first game of the conference tournament?
Really just keep playing the way we've been playing, raise our energy on the defensive end, really all 60. I think we wouldn't have a problem with either of the teams. So my main focus is really just to come out and play hard, you know, be focused and be efficient, make shots, and just get the victory.
Well, Jalen, best of luck during the conference tournament and the rest of the season. We appreciate you, man. Roll wave.
Sir, thank you. Roll wave.
Kevin Cross is joining us for the pod today. Kevin, second year in a row, you're an all-conference honoree, man. How does that feel?
It feels great just to be able to see the work that I've put in over the time being here. Just kind of get rewarded.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of work in the paint this year. How do you feel physically going into the conference tournament?
Physically, I'm I'm not 100%, but I'm there. I feel like for the rest of the season, it's just going to be all mental.
Yeah, you know, season's a long – it's a long season. You do travel a lot, play a lot of games, do a lot of work in the paint, a lot of physical work. You know, you're never really going to be full go or feel great. You know, after 10 or so games, you're going to start getting those nicks and bumps. So what is something that you're grateful for this season? Something, whether it's on the basketball court or off, what's something that you've been grateful for in this past basketball season?
Honestly, just being able to just play through like the nicks and bruises and stuff I've been having like throughout the season. Honestly, just praying and glad that it's nothing too major for me to just have to sit out.
You know, I saw you with Coach Hunter after that last game where he got his 500th win. And obviously that was special in a lot of ways for both for Coach and for our team. That was a big win for us. Tell us about the coaching staff and how the support, what the support of the coaching staff has meant to you personally.
Personally, just being able to be around the coaching staff that I know that trusts me and, basically just giving me my freedom to be able to roam around on the floor and just do what I do best.
Well, we don't know who we're playing yet. It's either going to be one of two teams that's beaten us the last time out. What is your mindset going into this conference tournament?
Just forgetting about those losses that we had in the regular season and just starting out 0-0 right now, honestly.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your time. Good luck in the conference tournament. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Jalen Forbes is welcome to the podcast now. Jalen, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Another one who's got back-to-back conference, all-conference honors, man. What does that mean to you going back-to-back years as an all-conference performer?
It means a lot. I mean, it's just – I just say it's just an award, just showing off how much hard work that I put in over the summers that I've been here and even throughout the season. So it's a great honor for me.
What are you most proud about your game this season?
This season, I feel like I've been able to become more of a vocal leader than I previously have been. Even when situations got tough, I feel like I was able to, you know, forget about how the game was going for me and, you know, just try to focus on getting the win and, you know, being there for my teammates when stuff gets tough. I feel like I helped some of my teammates get out of tough situations just by talking to them and letting them know that I trust them no matter what's going on.
Which one of your teammates has grown the most in your eyes during this season?
It's hard just to choose one, but I could say probably Sion. I feel like Sion has continued to get better and better each game. With him playing undersized and how we have him playing the middle of the defense, that's not easy for a 6'5" guy to do. But Sion don't complain. He just comes up, he steps up to the challenge, and he gets the job done.
I've been asking all the guys this, but tell me something you're grateful for this season.
Grateful. I'm grateful for just to be out there competing with my teammates. You know, I feel like these group of guys have been – I'm closer to these group of guys than I have been any other team. So just being out there, being able to compete with them, knowing that it's going to be fun, even when, you know, games are tough. I mean, somehow, some way we make it fun and we make the fun out of the game.
What did it mean to you to see Coach Hunter get his 500th win?
It meant a lot. Not just seeing how hard Coach Hunter works and, you know, knowing that not many coaches are able to reach that milestone. So, and being able to be a part of helping him reach that, it means a lot. So, it was a big deal for me to be a part of helping him get his 500 win.
Well, what is your focus going into the conference tournament? Where's your mindset?
Knowing everybody's 0-0, you know, a lot of teams in this tournament don't have nothing to lose right now. So they're going to come out and be playing hard. So we got to have that in our head that we can't just come out there and just be there. We got to come out. We got to fight from the first jump ball to the last horn. So, and I'm pretty confident that, you know, we know what's at stake, and I feel like we'll do that.
Well, Jalen, good luck in the conference tournament. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Sion James is joining us on the pod. Sion, first off, congratulations on the Sportsmanship Award. Very well deserved. I thought you were also going to be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year, possibly. Just a great year from you, man. Just tell us a little bit about, you know, your season and being honored by the conference.
Yeah, being honored by the conference is always a good feeling, no matter what the award is. It's always great, especially having some of my teammates on there. It really just shows that we got something special cooking up here in New Orleans. It's really exciting, just a really exciting time to be a Tulane student athlete and just to be a part of this really cool experience.
You know, Coach Hunter just got his 500th win in this last game, and, you know, he got a little emotional watching the video. Tell me about, you know, what it meant for you to be on the court and help Coach Hunter get that, you know, monumental win.
You know, it was really important. And it's funny, I feel like we won't truly appreciate it until a little bit further down the line, just because there was a lot on the line for us. You know, we're playing for seeding going into the tournament. And then all the while, Coach Hunter gets this milestone. And we're super excited for him because obviously we all chose to play under his leadership for a reason. And really excited that we were able to be there for kind of the culmination of lots of success in his career. You know, a lot of coaches don't make it this long. So much has to go right for a coach to make it to 500 wins, and they have to be good at their job. So for all that to happen for him and for us to be a part of it was really exciting.
Absolutely. You know, it was definitely a big game in a lot of ways, just like you said, and we were happy that it could be done on our home court. You know, that made it extra special that he could be at home, and our fans could get involved with that. And just, I think it was cathartic, you know, with how difficult the end of the season has been at times, for him to get that big, for us to get that big win, to put him over the top for 500. And like you said, I don't think we'll truly appreciate that for a while. One of the things I wanted to talk about here today, though, is, you know, we're coming to the end of the season and obviously getting ready to go into the conference tournament. But looking back on the season, just wanted to check in with you and see, what is something you're grateful for this year?
I'm grateful for lots of things. I'm grateful, most importantly, for just the opportunity to be a student athlete. I think this year, more than the previous two, really showed me like that there's so much – there's so many benefits to being a student athlete. Like, a lot of my teammates are starting to walk out here with their degrees, and the opportunity to get a degree from Tulane for free is unbelievable. And it's something that so many people will never get the opportunity to do. As a Black student athlete, a Black man in this country, you know, sometimes I feel like we're not supposed to have these opportunities. So for us to be able to walk out of here with a scholarship, go to a school like Tulane for free, play the sport that we love, and for people to enjoy watching us and to really connect a fan base and all the other benefits that come with being a student athlete, plus the opportunities to work with companies and brands. And it's being a student athlete is, it's a new world, and it's really exciting. And I'm grateful every day that I'm healthy and the opportunity in the position to do what I do on the court.
And you've chosen to use your platform for good. You know, you're heavily involved with Samaritan's Feet, and that's the highlighted organization of our episode. So tell us about Samaritan's Feet. What is it, first off, and what do they do?
Samaritan's Feet is a nonprofit organization that's centered around placing shoes on kids' feet, kids that live in underserved communities, kids that are often overlooked and don't always have the resources that they need. Samaritan's Feet looks to provide resources and shoes for them and just give them a message of hope. You know, its founder, Manny Ohome, he was one of those kids who didn't have shoes. And when somebody came and gave him a pair of shoes and told him that he could be anything, that's really what started everything. And just the message of hope for kids is something that's really important to me, something that I've been able to find a passion in. and is why I love representing the organization so much.
And what is your role in the organization?
I'm a student athlete ambassador, meaning that I use my platform as a student athlete to connect people with the brand and with the organization, and to raise money to host shoe distributions, where we'll give hundreds and thousands of shoes to kids in the New Orleans community and around the country.
Well, Sion, if somebody wants to get involved with Samaritan's Feet and with your fundraising efforts, how can they do so?
You can go to samaritansfeet.com/Sion James. It'll take you to my landing page with a little more information about my partnership and about the organization itself. And then you can follow the prompts to donate, and everything is very user-friendly. Should be pretty easy to follow.
Sion, first off, good luck in the conference tournament, and good luck with all of your roles with Samaritan's Feet, with the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, and just everything you're doing for the university. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Kelly. Good talking to you as always.